Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday as my wife, Dr. Donlyn Curry, has been doing an incredibly good teaching on the end times and discerning of spirits. We need to be able to discern when it's God and when it's not God. So we're picking up where we left off yesterday. Join us now in this incredibly good teaching, and we're picking up in Hebrews 5:14. Let's join the service.
The next verse is Hebrews, "But solid food is for the mature, for those whose faculties have been trained by practice to distinguish good from evil. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age or mature, that is, those by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. This is not a gift. But solid food is for those who have come of age, for those who have learned through practice to distinguish good and evil." So it's trained, it's learned, it's practiced behavior. This discernment, not the distinguishing of spirits, which we're going to get to. And we're going to find out why is this so important. Why is it so important for end times to be able to distinguish between spirits? The discerning, not discernment, discerning of spirits is different than I have discernment. Okay? I want to make that clear. So at the top, your first blank to fill in, discernment of spirits is not a gift. It's a skill. Discernment is a skill. The distinguishing, the being able to tell into between is the gift. And a gift, you're not born with a gift. A gift is given. And we read it in 1 Corinthians, it says, as he wills, right? Just the same way a gift of miracles or a gift of healing, or I'm not talking about regular healing, but by his stripes we're all healed. But I'm talking about pulling someone out of a wheelchair, gift of healing, comes on something, and we've seen it. We've seen so many different things, but those are as the Spirit wills, amen? Workings of miracles is where there is no way. Like when he called up the axe, the axe was valuable to the prophet and he was borrowing it and it fell into the water. He calls it up because he's got to give it back. And the axe literally comes up out of the water and comes to him. That's a working of a miracle. That's not necessarily a wheelchair. It's just the unexplainable. You can't make these things happen with your own natural laws of physics. Something goes beyond the natural laws of this realm, and from that realm overrides those laws, like Jesus walking on water. Right? Many, many examples of the gifts of miracles. Same thing with the gifts of this gift of distinguishing of spirits. So your senses are designed to, one, recognize and read patterns. You need to be recognizing and reading patterns of the times, in relationships, in your own life. To do the same thing and expect different results, right? That's the definition of insanity. You need to be able to recognize patterns. And this is the problem with many people. They don't know how to get out of this. They don't know how to break their cycle. It's clearly other people can see it, but they're not able to discern that. This is the sign of maturity. He says, this is when you come full age, not old people. We're talking about maturity. A mature Christian, my daughter has incredible discernment. She does. She's not older than I am, but she is mature in these areas. Amen. And so therefore, she has clarity that sometimes I don't have concerning new people, for example. I just want to believe the best, want to get everybody saved. I don't know. I got like blinders on. And even though I've been probably thrown down, you know, like WW thrown down, I get up and I go, hi, well, come on in. Leave your axe at the door. Come on in. have a nice little chat here. Come on in. Okay, number two, your senses are designed by God to learn from life's experiences and life's lessons. Have you not heard live and learn? Okay, but unfortunately, not everybody adheres to that. Live and learn. That's how God trains you. I just came through an incredible battle of slander. Incredible battle. And you know what? The scripture came. He said, yeah, you're growing up now. You're more, you're not, you're going to the slaughter like the lamb. Shut your mouth. What? I don't like that one. My flesh don't, close your mouth like a lamb going into the slaughter. But didn't the Bible say that he, Jesus, opened not his mouth? Did they not tell him, accuse him and defend yourself? And that devil came to push every button. Defend yourself, defend yourself. There's levels of testing for maturity. There's levels of testing to see. The devil comes to see, steal that word. Well, if it's stealable, it wasn't anchored. So how does he come to steal my word? He's coming to steal a word. He cannot steal a word if I hold the word, if I hold fast to the word. And the word that I got was, be still sounds nice. I got, shut your mouth. You're going to the slaughter. Grow up. It's God is my defender. God is my shield. You know who you are. You don't need to go there. Don't lower yourself to answer critics and slanderers and murmurers, because there are always going to be people out there. But if you can get pulled back into that arena every time because your flesh goes, I need to defend. I need to let somebody know. It's not true, because that feels right. But he's my defender. He just bubble wrapped us. But the thing is, I went through it with my son. We both went through something that was not nice, but it blew over. So, because the really cool thing about God is he just bubble wraps you. When you obey, it's like, wow, that was just the easiest thing. It really was. The hard part was putting the flesh down and trusting God. The battle part, God took care of that thing. I mean, quicker than it came, it was gone. But, you know, I watched my son. See, God is training him with life experience. I can't shelter him. I can't try to hold this test back from him because it's not nice. No, he's going through because of his training requirements for what he's going to need in end times. He better have discerning of spirits. He better be able to distinguish, right? Think about one woman, Jezebel, takes out the Elijah. He's hiding from this woman. He just took out hundreds of prophets of Baal. I'm like, he beat them down. He killed them. He beat them all. He took their life. That energy, that whatever was in that with the fire by fire, God, my God answers by fire test. That thing went on and on and on. And he comes out victorious. God comes, and it's just incredible victory. And the very next thing, this one Jezebel comes to take him out. She doesn't stop. You see, a spirit from hell has an assignment. You might get a little break, and you wonder, why is this happening? Because it's a spirit. It's spiritual. And it has an assignment. One thing about the devil, he does a good J-O-B. He's good at his job, right? Got a great work ethic. But see, here's the thing. But we rise above because we have the victory. Don't be taken. Don't be deceived. Don't be pulled into that realm of the flesh, the arena of this realm is the, you don't want to fight in this realm. You want this thing to take place in the spiritual realm where you have it's been seated far above. The earth is your footstool and the enemies have been put under your feet. That's where you are in the seat with Jesus. He says you've been seated together and made to sit down in heavenly places. So I'm in a place sitting down, but my flesh in this realm doesn't like it. See, you're living between two realms. And if you're not discerning that, that's like 101 right there. Like there's a definite warfare going on. You win. You win. That's the good news. That's why you don't have to be upset about tribulation. When I read that thing at the end, we're going to read. Woo! It's frightening, but not for the believer. Amen. Not for us. God's not bringing his children through that no more than you'd bring your children. He wants all to be spared, but not all are gonna. Because that be right. He's going to still give. There's still chances and chances, even after we're raptured up. We're in a marriage supper. I mean, we're living the good life, honey. This is going to be awesome. You're going to love it. And you know what? Even if you're like, well, you're going to miss calamity, disaster. If the days weren't short, nobody could take it. You want to be there? Or you want to be there? Because it's just too, right? So you can't be all like, oh, I don't want to go. I'm afraid. I'm not ready. You're not ready to stay. Because what's coming, you're getting the feeder bands and it's already, woo. Lord Jesus, what is going on? Because they're calling good evil and evil good, but not you. See, you discern that. You know right away when someone says and tries to sell you that evil is good, immediately you should have an alarm going off. That's your practice discernment because you got a measuring stick with the word of God. You don't need the word. You don't need a supernatural miracle to come on you and get the discerning of spirits when you hear people saying false doctrine concerning the church. I don't care who's saying it to you, what color they're wearing, what church they represent. If they're saying something to you that you know in the word doesn't line up, I tell the little kids, they go, they don't like it when, I'm not listening to that because I'm not gullible. I'm mature in the word now that I know that ain't right. Amen. Right? I didn't need no invisible miracle, supernatural thing coming on me. That's because I'm mature and so are you in the word. And if you're not, you're growing. You're growing. That's why you're here. You're investing in yourself. You're practicing your skill set. You're sharpening your skill set. You're training yourself so that you are not deceived. Okay? Now we're going to see why is this gift so important. Discernment is the ability to judge well. Put the word judge in there. I'm sorry, number three. Let's give you the third one. I apologize. Number three, the third thing that your senses should be doing, you should be training yourself, is to evaluate the signs of any situation. You need to evaluate, not react. You need to evaluate, then decide the appropriate action. Never did I think I'd be shutting my mouth and going to the slaughter. You know what I mean? That wouldn't have been my first guess. I would have probably liked to call vengeance or something. some other, yeah, God, you know. But that was not how God, and he just bubble wrapped us. So evaluate. So the three things, to recognize and read patterns. Learn from your life experiences and life lessons. Evaluate the signs of any situation. That's your onboard equipment. Sharpen it, train it, get it ready. Don't be naive. Don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Amen? The distinguishing of spirits is being able to see and discern happenings or situations taking place in the invisible realm concerning angelic hosts or demonic hosts. That is to say, you can supernaturally see or be able to tell what is happening via an angelic being or via a demonic being. That is the distinguishing of spirit.
Praise God. I trust that this word is enlightening you and you're starting to understand the difference between truth and error. And we need to know what's taking place in these end times. I'm teaching a 7 to 8 week end time teaching on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. You're welcome to join us live in our Tradition Worship Town Hall. You can join us there. It's very casual. We have coffee and snacks and we bring you the word, or you can watch it online on traditionworshipcenter.com or YouTube or Facebook. But it's vitally important. I'm going to show you videos. I'm going to show you truth. I'm going to show you news articles and clippings as to where we're at today, what's going on, and what we need to do to prepare ourselves. So join us Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside